Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. We're heading into flu season, aren't we?
Before I begin, I just want to let the listeners remind them that this abstract that I'm about to introduce and all the subsequent ones each week are available on the AFP website and in the AFP journal. We'd love to have feedback from you about how that process is going, how easy they are to find, how useful they are to read, and how easy it is to sort of sync them up with what we're talking about in the podcast. Anyways, influenza, an acute respiratory virus, two types, A and B, signs and symptoms very well known to our listeners, headache, fever, myalgias, weakness, and more. Basically, people feel horribly. It's self-limited for the most part in the general population. However, it can be associated with increased morbidity and mortality, particularly in some high-risk groups. We call that complicated influenza. Today, we're going to focus specifically on cardiac complications. EKG changes are frequently noted in patients who develop influenza. In a study of 30 previously healthy young adults with influenza, about a third of them had abnormal EKG findings at the time of influenza. Those subsequently resolved. We know that there are studies that show that most of these retrospective studies, that the relationship between influenza outbreaks and ischemic heart disease are linked. Then along comes a study that throws some fly dust, as we say in Maine, on our prior thinking. It's a study that was published in JAMA. It actually is a meta-analysis. It asks the question, does the influenza vaccine lower the risk of major adverse cardiovascular events in adults with coronary disease? So in this specific subset of patients, what effect does the vaccine have? Mark, what did Udell and his colleagues find?
Yeah, this was a good meta-analysis. They did a standard, you know, high-quality search of all the typical sources like Cochrane and PubMed to find published and try to find some unpublished as well trials comparing flu vaccination with placebo or standard care. And they found six RCTs. Those studies had a total of 6,700 patients, and they all compared flu vaccine with placebo or control for a mean of about 8 months. So basically during the, you know, through the flu season, they would start enrolling patients in the fall and follow them through the following summer. So the main outcome was a combination of major adverse cardiovascular events, so dying due to cardiovascular disease, being hospitalized for an MI, unstable angina, stroke, heart failure, that kind of thing. And they analyzed the six trials together. They found that significantly fewer vaccinated patients developed a major cardiovascular event compared to placebo. So it was 2.9% versus 4.7%. Number needed to treat of about 58. So for every 58 people that you vaccinate for the flu who have cardiovascular disease, you prevent one additional event. The benefit was greatest in those who had a history of acute coronary syndrome in the previous 6 months, and they had a number needed to treat of only 8. So 10% versus 23%. Imagine that's a big difference. Wow. In cardiovascular events. They didn't see a difference in all-cause mortality between the two groups, probably underpowered for that outcome. And they found that there was good homogeneity. So all six studies found more or less the same thing, which is also reassuring that we're getting the right answer here. So the bottom line is that flu vaccine significantly reduces the likelihood of major cardiovascular events in adults with coronary disease, especially those who've had a recent episode of acute coronary syndrome. We really need to prioritize getting them the flu shot. And I think sometimes people, even patients, may even shy away from a flu shot because, well, I just had this heart attack. I don't want to feel terrible after the flu shot. Those are the folks who have the most to gain. You know, we did a meta-analysis we published about a year ago. Tamiflu, we found when we looked at over 4,000 patients in all of the randomized trials, mostly unpublished, it did not reduce hospitalizations. It did not reduce complications that required an antibiotic. So, you know, the studies that were specifically done in people with cardiopulmonary disease and in the elderly didn't even find a symptomatic benefit of using the drug. So we can't count on the fact that, well, we can always catch them with the Tamiflu at the other end. We really need to vaccinate these folks.
So, Mark, you're a smart guy. It's not obvious to me what's going on here. Is this some sort of immunologic phenomena? Is this related to the fact that they're not going to get the influenza? What's causing this protective effect? Do you have any idea?
They're not getting the flu. You know, the flu is a stressor, and so they're, you know, not getting that additional major stress for a week, particularly at a time when they're most vulnerable. Those, we saw the greatest benefit in those who had the recent acute coronary syndrome, who were, you know, probably more fragile, more tenuous in terms of their cardiopulmonary function. And so they had one less major stressor, and I guess that was pretty important.
Mark, that brings us to the end of another poem this week. We will talk again next week. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.